It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
All right, we've got a trending report for you. Katie, what's going on locally?
Yeah, this is big news because folks have been wondering what's going to be happening with Park Hill Golf Course. Josh, you said you've hit the links there a couple times. I mean, it's going
to
become Denver City Park, and people are really excited about this. There's 155 acres, and what happened is there was a development group, Westside Investment Partners, that had bought it, and they were planning on putting some things up, and then it was voted out. Like, voters were like, yeah, we don't really want that. We don't want the buildings. We don't want, you know what I mean? They wanted something more natural. So they struck an agreement where now this investment group is going to get some acreage out by DIA, and the city takes control of this spot over at Park Hill Golf Course.
Right.
And they're
going to
put up an actual city park. There's going to be a lot of stuff there. And the actual, you know, entire project hasn't been imagined up just yet, but it is very exciting to think that we're going to get
a golf course.
I want those in-ground trampolines. Where they dig a big hole and then set the trampoline in it so it's like flush with the ground and you can go jump on it. That's what I want.
That sounds really fun.
Yeah,
actually.
I need to be probably part of the planning.
I know. Right here, you can call me. I've got ideas already.
A sweet skate park, maybe a ball pit that the kids can jump into with those little plastic balls.
Skate park is kind of part of the idea.
A churro stand.
You know, some food trucks, a little food truck park.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm sure that they have a lot
cotton
of ideas.
Candy, churros, and
corn dogs.
Funnel cakes.
Corn dogs. That's way too sweet, Jer.
Sounds like so much
Sugarland.
Fun. But
it is Sugarland.
Yeah, definitely a lot of good, people are excited about this news. So
I'm the only one bummed. I missed the golf course.
There are plenty of golf courses out there. My gosh. But
sad.
A new park, especially in that area right by the zoo, right in the middle of Denver.
People just love parks.
They do. They love parks.
It's true.
For everybody to enjoy. I mean, you know, hikers, walkers, runners, families. Like, this is for everybody
Creepers.
To enjoy.
I imagine,
not just
oh my
golfers.
Lurking.
I imagine it to be like, you know, another type of wash park or something like that, right?
Yeah, wash park. Like, you go there on a Sunday, that place is
popping.
Yeah, so that's what we're hoping.
People love parks.
They do. People love
parks. It's in the Constitution.
And this is
the Constitution.
You have to love parks to be a part. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Well, moving on to the airport, this is interesting news as DIA was ranked sixth amongst U.S. airports in firearms found in carry on luggage.
Oh,
don't people know now?
No, this one's going to get you 92%. Percent of the guns are loaded.
Why would you bring an empty gun, Katie?
Yeah, this is according to the Transportation Security Administration, TSA.
What?
And they're saying a reminder, you cannot bring unchecked firearms.
But you can.
I mean, there is a way you can do it.
They
got to
be unloaded in
them.
A case. The inside's got to be, like, padded. It's got to be locked.
Sorry, I forgot to put it in there.
Do it properly, just because you could get in trouble, a lot of trouble for doing this. So
who are these jack wagons rolling in with their nine all loaded up?
Ranked sixth in the
nation.
Ridiculous. So quite a few of them.
Quite a few of them.
Ugh. This is interesting news, too. Did you see Coors Light's going to be changing their name for a little bit just to kind of make fun of what they did? They're going to call it Mondays. So when you buy a case of Coors Light,
it's a case of the Mondays.
That's funny.
What happened? Why are they doing
that? They put up a billboard in Times Square, and it said Mountain Cold Refreshment instead of Mountain Cold Refreshment.
Oh, are you serious?
And they put it up. It was a big billboard. They got so much crap for it.
That is hilarious.
Of coming out and saying, oh, it was a mistake, they're like, you know what? It was a case of the Mondays, and we're making fun of it. So that's kind of where all this
stems from. It
kind of
sounds like how you start talking if you've had too many of those, right?
Oh.
A delicious refreshment.
Refreshment.
No regrets.
So refreshing.
Oh my gosh, I think it's fun.
And,
that's hilarious.
You know, a local company, Coors Light, like, good job.
Pretty good. Case of the Mondays.
Hilarious. And congratulations to Tim Tebow and his wife, Demi. They are expecting their first child.
They got their freak on.
They sure did. And they're expecting sometime this summer. Of course, Tim Tebow, we all know
him around here. Can you imagine, Katie?
Remember
when Can you imagine?
Me? No.
With Tim Tebow? No.
What? The funny thing is I just respected him so much as an athlete. He was Well, there was one time I was telling you guys when I worked for a sports station in town. This is way back in the day before you could just make AI do everything. But I used to cover his press conferences. And so I would take all of his audio and I would cut it up into what we call sound bites so they could play it on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this one time I took a bunch of his sound bites and I put it all together and it said, Katie, control my body.
Katie, control my body.
everybody.
And I tried to find it so we could play it, and it was like, it's like 15 years ago, and I couldn't find it in my emails.
Oh, I would
but
love it if we had
I
that.
I had so much fun with that for so long, just because, yeah, Tim Tebow.
I mean, he's probably a fantasy for a lot of ladies. I mean, Nick Knack, she just adores that guy.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
He's easy to like, you know? And he
he's
did a
so
lot of,
wholesome and polite and genuine and jacked and good looking.
He really is. I mean, and he did a lot of good things for Denver. He did lot of not so good things for Denver and other Jets, but you know,
he still, I think,
a fan favorite for a long time.
Yeah, because Bo Nix unfortunately lost that last game. He's still the last Denver Broncos quarterback who was drafted by the Broncos to win a playoff game for them.
Oh,
so,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he's still Denver history.
Congratulations again.
And he's
sometime
a stud.
He is a stud. Sometime this summer, that baby's going to be popping out.
It'll be an athletic baby.
Yeah, I know.
It really will.
Be a jacked little baby, probably.
Yeah. He'll be strong.
Come out benching. He'll just bench the doctor.
He's gonna punch his way out.
That's funny.
Oh, gross. what else is going on? What else is trending? Oh, big day for Josh today.
What?
Yeah, buddy. I pulled this story just for you. Today is National Nothing Day.
Oh.
It's a day you can observe by doing nothing, which you're really good at, buddy.
Aww, wow.
That's so mean. I do literally everything behind the scenes for this station. And
National Nothing Day. So congratulations, buddy.
Thank
you,
man. You know what? I don't think I'll do anything today, then.
Yeah. It'll be business as usual.
You know what? You get a burrito for it.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah,
just goofing on you.
Yeah,
Number three is in the news. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has now officially banned that red number three dye in food and beverage products, which has been linked to cancer. I mean, they pulled it out of cosmetics and various other things many years ago, but they're like, we'll leave it in the gummy bears. It's all good.
You can eat it.
No
it's fine.
Big deal.
You know what's funny about that is the Google searches on Twitter, there was trending, what's red number three in? And it's essentially in
everything,
almost
buddy.
Everything. So
candy,
people are now
cakes,
like
cookies.
Trying to avoid it. And I'm like, well, you can't avoid it now when you've been eating it your entire life. Like,
as you're eating your bowl of Fruit Loops, you know.
It's not going to change anything,
So the food manufacturers have until 2027, so you get a few more years of that delicious red dye before they actually have to make sure everything is changed and it's out of everything. So your reds won't be as vibrant anymore, but they'll find a more natural way, I guess, to make your reds redder.
Beets. Use beet juice.
Yes.
Dark red.
They do have like some of those organic cereals that are like knockoffs of Fruit Loops, and if you read the ingredients, it is like beet juice,
carrots
or,
for yellow,
sweet potatoes, juice or something.
You know what's so funny is like, someone who's colorblind, I don't care about the reds at all anyway. So
you
I'm like,
it's
yeah.
It's all for kids. It's marketing towards children, but it's horrible.
That's not good. That's so unhealthy.
And my strawberry shakes that I like to get.
Yes. Oh, the red
dye.
Yeah.
The fires are still trending, of course. And Kelly Osbourne is making the rounds this morning, daughter of Ozzy Osbourne. She's a sassy little thing, has been for years.
Yeah.
Kind of snarky, kind of sassy. And here is her thoughts on the celebrities out there, air quotes, helping everybody.
Okay, I have a question. Is it just me being my normal overthinking, cynical self? Or is it really disturbing to see all of these celebrities using other people's pain and suffering as a photo op to say, look, I'm helping, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I don't believe you help so that you can get attention for helping. I believe you just help because you want to. I'm so confused.
No, she's not wrong.
I get it, but when celebrities show up to a place, what happens? The cameras go on them because they're a celebrity. Maybe they don't want the attention. Maybe I know Jennifer Gardner showed up to help, and she had a hat on. She had sunglasses on. She was trying so hard to be incognito.
You saw the pictures of Fergie I was showing you this morning, too.
They're posing.
They're posing.
There's some of that, but I feel like a lot of them are trying to just help, and they're being caught in the moment, and they're just pictures are being taken.
She's more in the thick of it than we are, obviously, but... But some of the pictures I've seen is, just a lot of hugs and smiles.
Spencer and Heidi, posing
with the firefighters. The one person who I think is really kicking butt, and I saw an interview with him yesterday, was Jay Leno.
I love him.
And he actually has a fire truck. So he's driving his fire truck out to some of these locations. He looks horrible. His hair is a mess. It's not a photo op, obviously. He's standing in line feeding these firefighters.
Yeah.
He's scooping food. He's kind of ignoring interviews. He's just truly out there helping.
Yeah.
And the cameras are just finding him.
Yeah.
He does look horrible.
He looks horrible.
He looks rough right now. Yeah.
That's what happens when you help, though.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Put other people before yourself.
And I'm sure there's a good mix. Yeah, I'm sure there's a good mix of celebrities that are actually trying to help, but I'm sure there's some that are out there being like, oh, let's make sure the camera's looking at me.
Heidi and Spencer.
Yeah, yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio gave away $1 million. Dave Grohl was there spending his 56th birthday making chili for firefighters and victims. That sounds like he's doing a solid, though.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez is heading up a huge donation haul of clothing and essentials for victims. So she's out there doing stuff. YouTube and Google have pitched in $15 million to help efforts.
I'm glad
this is all good stuff.
Yes.
It's all good stuff. It's fine. People are thinking Kenny Chesney, for all you country folks at the stock show listening this morning, might be teasing a major announcement where he's going to serve a residency at the Sphere in Las Vegas.
Ooh.
I want to see him. He's one of my ones that, like, on my top 10 list of people I want to see live.
Yeah. Now, I heard he puts on a great show. And
yeah.
He always has the most fun people show up. Like, Peyton Manning comes to a lot of his concerts. They're buddies.
Sean Payton. Him and Sean Payton are good buddies.
Yeah. 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 Kenny Chesney knows how to throw a party. That's for sure.
Does.
Speaking of this, I hope Peyton Manning's not listening. Look at this picture Nicole sent me last night from basketball.
He's at your basketball game?
He was not at ours. No way. He was at a different. He was sitting there. Somebody snapped a picture. Look at his shoes, though.
Little son, yeah.
He has loafers.
He got some loafers on, anyway.
I love
Peyton
that.
Manning.
Yeah, Peyton Manning,
good
just
guy.
Like us. Yay.
Good guy.
He is just like us. Yeah, he is a good dude.
What else is going on? Josh, if it doesn't work out here, Planters is looking to hire 3 new people to tool around the country in their Nutmobile.
Oh.
Wow.
Which I think is your nickname anyway.
Okay.
It's like
rip
the...
on Josh Day.
No, the Nutmobile. Come on, buddy. That's a good thing.
The
Wienermobile.
Dream job.
It's a dream job. It is basically Wienermobile's slightly... less
nuttier.
Sexy cousin, essentially, because it's a big peanut.
Yeah.
You get to be the brand ambassador for Planters. You drive around the country with their peanutter squad, and you hand out T-shirts and talk about nuts all day. Why not, right?
That sounds like a you job.
Why do I want to see a race between the Wienermobile and the Peanutmobile
now?
The
Nutmobile.
I want to see them just, line up, go.
Why do I want to see 2 Nutmobiles with the Wienermobile in the middle?
Oh,
stop.
Dude,
grow up, you guys. I really do, though. Wouldn't
Jeremy.
That be funny? What incredible marketing. $45,000 a year plus Benny's. I do think you have to have a bachelor's degree for this, which, again, is quite funny to me, to drive around and talk about nuts.
An associate's degree won't
you. Bachelor's degree.
Funny.
Gosh, that's crazy. Is TikTok still shutting down? Do we know? Anybody?
As of now, but
anybody?
What, the 19th?
As of right now, the 19th is still the impending day, so yeah.
The platform says it plans to display a little pop-up message directing users to a website to download their data. So you can go get your data or
something?
I don't
want to do that.
I don't understand
that.
I don't want to
download data.
Yeah, I don't want that.
It's your own data from the, I don't know, maybe you can just download all your videos and keep them, or I don't know. I didn't dig really that deep into this story. I do know, I've seen some stories that Mr. Beast might buy it.
Yeah.
Kevin O'Leary, Elon Musk has been floated to buy TikTok.
Oh, no.
It will probably survive.
Rappers,
I hope he doesn't buy it.
I think
he's
going to
ruin it.
He's got enough stuff,
Elon
doesn't
Musk?
He?
Yeah.
He's got
I don't need that
stuff.
To be the new Twitter. I see what Josh goes through on Twitter or X.
Sports.
I'm like,
Sports stuff.
I don't want that on TikTok.
That's where I get all my sports updates.
Sports,
what do you mean?
Definitely. It's a lot of sports you're looking
sports.
At.
That is quite literally. You get, man.
Oh, stop it. Don't act all wholesome. I know what you're looking at.
That's not my fault. It's just everything. It's
everywhere. It's algorithms, Josh, is what it is.
That's why my okay, you know what? It's fine.
It's
good.
Fine.
We're
it's
good.
Fine.
We're fine.
Fine.
Everything's
Nutmobile.
Fine.
Nutmobile. Nutmobile. Let's do some clickbait. Make your way to our Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB. It's a pretty darn funny video that's making the rounds this morning. It's a woman who's gone viral after she got her nose ring stuck in the back of an office chair.
Oh, ow.
She was joking around, sticking her nose through the holes in the back, and the piercing got caught on the mesh.
Ouch!
She couldn't get it out. Nobody else could get it out. She called for help, and they had to keep her attached to the chair.
They had to cut off her nose.
Wheel her out of the office. The firefighters were there trying to help get it off. They were pretending to use a chainsaw to get her free and stuff.
No.
It's pretty darn funny.
That's
and you
hilarious.
Feel really bad for her.
Yeah.
I feel bad for her now without even
it's
seeing
like, oh,
it.
Oh, my nose. Check it out. It's on our Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.